listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
Hi, it's Jasmine Forte here, and you're listening to CFRC Radio in Kingston, Ontario.
Arms. some brand new music from Garbage to kick off the show this week. Hello and welcome, folks. It's now 8 p.m. on Sunday evening. You're tuned into CFRC 11.9 FM, CFRC.ca. This is the Yellow Brick Road for the next hour and a half. My name is Rue. I'm your host, as always. And CFRC is the home of British and Irish music on this station. And I thought Garbage were the perfect band to start off this week's show because they've been in Canada lately and they were playing a show at History, and it was like this big emotional moment because they're absolutely on fine form. You know, they just put out a new album called Let All That We Imagine Be the Light, and it's almost like a classic Garbage album, and Shirley has some very strong thoughts that are all over the album as well. It's there's some really good singles on that album, and I wasn't able to be at this show because I was at another show the very same night, but I did run into some people that were at History seeing Garbage, and they said it was an incredible show. The band still sounding as tight as ever, but it was also a very emotional show because Shirley Manson has been talking a little bit about how this is sort of almost their farewell tour. So they're retiring from touring. They say that the finances of touring just don't make sense anymore, and I think they're in their 60s now. Which, to be fair, doesn't stop all bands. We saw Pulp a couple of weeks ago, and Jarvis Cocker, he's over 60 now, and he's still jumping off of amplifiers and speakers as if it were absolutely nothing on his knees. So, not saying that this is everybody's case, but I think Shirley was talking a bit more about how there's the financial aspect of it. The music industry, it sort of doesn't make sense to do this, she says. And so, you know, everyone who was there kind of found it a very special moment to, you know, be there possibly for the last time, maybe, with the band together. But the same night, I was seeing Dry Cleaning, who also an incredible band. Definitely a smaller show, but they've got that spoken word post-punk thing going on. And getting the chance to stand right underneath them and watch them do their thing, I get it now. And we'll talk all about shows and new releases coming up in the next hour and a half, which is as long as I'm with you, because I've been to a few shows this week. We talked last week about how there's so many shows happening during this week that has just happened. Wolf Alice were in town. They've got a new album called The Clearing, and they were touring that, so they played at History too. There's a band called Sunday 1994 that we've played on the show, who also were playing a show the very same night. Then I saw Dry Cleaning, Garbage were in town. I also got to see Jasmine Forti, who's an incredible folk rock artist, signed to Phoebe Bridgers' label Saddest Factory Records, and Lucy Dacus is a big fan of hers and produced her album, and I got to catch up with her before her show at the Baby G in Toronto on Friday, so I'm very excited for you guys to hear that as we go on in the show. That'll be in the second half, but I also got to see the jazz punk band Maruja last night, and I am still reeling from that. So there's just a lot of shows and releases coming up that we'll be talking about throughout the show. And if you're joining us live tonight, instead of going and seeing Jadu Heart, who are also playing a show tonight, then I appreciate your company. I promise we'll make it worth your while. A little bit of what's going on in the background, because you can hear the bed music. I'm playing a little bit of music from Music for the Masses, the Depeche Mode album from 1987, because it came out on the same day today. Now, how many ever years ago 1987 was. And I feel like this album kind of changed it for synth pop and definitely changed it for the band themselves. But I feel like we don't even have time to dwell on that because there's so much new music to talk about. So enjoy a bit of that in the background. We're going to play some music from Olivia Dean coming out. Now, she actually played a show in Toronto earlier this year, in July, I think. And she's just released her second album on Friday, 2 days ago, called The Art of Loving. It's a follow-up to her Mercury-nominated debut album, Messy, which was a brilliant album. And I got to see her perform a lot of songs from it live at Oceaga last year, and I absolutely loved it. Now, her new album kind of continues the form here, you know, the sort of considered lyrics and gentle R&B. But what an incredible last few months she has had as an artist. She has regularly been in the UK singles chart. Now, the UK singles chart, or any singles chart, changes all the time. It's very finicky, it's ever moving. It's very hard to dominate these charts in any way, even if you're a major pop star, like major label pop star, because they're largely dictated by streaming trends and they change from week to week. They're very volatile. To give you an example, you know, going back to the whole Battle of Britpop thing that all the British magazines loved writing about as one of the turning points in kind of 90s music history, really. You know, this whole battle where Blur and Oasis were racing to have a number one single with Country House and Roll With It, that battle lasted a single week. You know, both those singles were only in the top 10 for the 1 week when they were competing. After that, they just slide out of the top 40, basically. And that's from an age when people were actually buying things, right? So it's a lot more volatile now. But that said, Olivia Dean has been in the singles top 5 chart for the last 6 weeks with her latest single, Man I Need. And earlier this summer, she also released Nice to Each Other, which is such a good, catchy song. I do recommend checking that out. And then she performed with Sam Fender. She played at St. James's Park with him so as a support act, and then also joined him on a version of his song, Rain Me In. And so it's just been a great time for her. She also released another single called Lady Lady after that. All these in the top 50. The album's out now, and it's not really a singles album. Okay, those songs are pretty representative of the album, you know, if you listen to the whole thing. And if you like those singles, you'll enjoy the rest of the album. It's very consistent, thoughtful, lush all over. Some of the songs are quieter ones, you know, no drums, strings, thoughtful kind of songs. Some are catchier, but like I said, if you enjoyed the singles, you're going to love the album. The latest single that came out before the album, came out on Friday, was So Easy to Fall in Love. So that's the song we're going to play, and you can find her music at Olivia, D-E-A-N-O, Dino.com. And then we're going to stick with the melodies and harmonies for a minute and listen to some new music from Welsh icon Griff Rhys. Now, he released his latest album, Dim Probs, which is just Welsh for no probs. That came out last week, the week before this one, on Rock Action. That's Mogwai's record label. And it's a follow-up to his album, Sadness Sets Me Free, which was a brilliant album. You know, it I think is one of his best performing albums. He toured Canada earlier this year, and I had a chance to interview him when he came by, and he's absolutely one of my favorite musicians on the planet. So I don't mind telling you this and reminding you this fact again and again. And also, if you Google the Olivia Dean, you'll probably find a podcasted version out there where you can listen to the interviews, because we only have archives for 3 months, so that'll be from April this year. But either way, there's a new album out. This one's a Welsh language album from him. It's a little less produced and, you know, doesn't have as much kind of string work. It's a bit more stripped back compared to Sadness Sets Me Free. It's a lot more kind of shiny guitars, cool synths, quite lo-fi, almost acoustic. I recommend listening to the lead single from the album called Huin Huiljoado, meaning a sort of revolutionary complaining. But it's a great listen, even if you don't speak Welsh. I'm playing the song called Kan Eir Kamalai, or A Song for the Clouds, and you can find him at Griff Rhys, spelt GRUFFRHYS.bandcamp.com. Let's start off with Olivia Dean, though. This is her song, So Easy to Fall in Love.
I could be the twist, the one to make you stop. The icing on your cake, the cherry on the top. It's heaven in my heart, and we could find you some space. Extra sentimental kind of chemistry. Some people make it hard, with me that isn't the case. Cause I think it's so easy to fall in love. So come give me a call and we'll fall. It's us and the perfect mix of Saturday night and the rest of your life. And I could be fresh air, might be the girl of you.
כרכה שנוביו ולקני כמלא קוידו נופקו נצו קני כמלא אקרא קטאדו ונהלכן נדירנה
from Griff Rhys, Can Ir Kamalai, from his new album that just came out called Dim Probs or No Probs. That, along with some music from Olivia Dean, we just started the show off nice and easy out there. In contrast, though, this week, I have nearly been bursting every vein in my body because Griff Rhys's former band, Super Furry Animals, who were huge in the 90s, I think they are still one of the biggest selling Welsh bands, Welsh artists of all time in general. Hugely influential band, a big part of the cool Cymru scene as well, which sort of followed on from the hype of Britpop and Cool Britannia and all of that. They are one of the best loved bands in Wales, let's put it that way. And they were last together in 2015 and 2016. They'd split up initially in 2009 and different members' solo projects had taken off. And they got together for the 15th anniversary of one of their most important albums, Mung, which was this Welsh language album they released in the year 2000. And they got back, they toured it. It was a sort of really big thing because it ended up coinciding with the 2016 Euros in the football. And, you know, it just kind of became this one big cultural moment. But after that, they sort of went their separate ways again. And it's been almost 10 years since that reunion now here in 2025. And they've been teasing things this week on their social media, which does not look like a reissue of an old album after 20 years. So it has just had me stressing and so excited. You know, if you've listened to the show for the last 5 years, you would know that they're up there as one of my favorite bands of all time. And so the latest teaser that they released on Sunday has just given a date of 29th September 2025, Monday. So I guess we'll find out tomorrow morning. And if I have a voice next week, then I'll see you then and we'll talk more all about it. But let's stick with some new music right now. We'll stick with Wales for some more new music. We'll pivot to some hard rock. We've got some alt rock from the three-piece band called Chroma from Pontypridd. They've got a new single called River House that's out on Alcopop Records, one of the coolest record indie record labels out there, because I think they have the best roster of new artists. And this song, River House, is a track that the band say is a personal, emotionally charged exploration of grief, friendship, and navigating life in deindustrialized South Wales. Their singer Katie Hall says that the single came out of a period of grief and mourning, and it does talk a little bit about, you know, realizing and knowing how to reach out to people when you need help, basically. You can find all of their work on their record label, Alcopop Records, alcopop.bandcamp.com. And then we've also got some music from an artist called Cindy B, C-I-N-D-Y, Cindy B, who is a new pop artist from the UK and has a new single out that we're going to be listening to called Like It. And lastly, for the next set, we've got some new music from Coach Party, Isla White four-piece, kind of indie rock leaning heavier rock band. They've got their second album that's just come out on Friday. It's called Caramel, and I'm gonna play us one of these heavier cuts, a song called Control, which is this glitzy, fuzzy, you know, distorted guitar song. It reminds me a little bit of Yeah Yeah Yeahs, and the band say that the song basically gets to the question of whether it's okay or not to act on natural instincts, or, you know, just kind of hide it all down. And they say, you'll be shocked to hear, we're not sure. So that's what the song's about. Other songs worth checking out from the album are some of the singles that we've talked about before on the show, like Girls with an exclamation mark, Do It For Love is also a really cool song. Reminds me a bit of Garbage, actually, in the best way. And you can find them at coachparty.bandcamp.com. Let's start off first with Riverhouse by Chroma. By Coach Party. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. We had some new music on the last set from Chroma, Welsh band. We had their new song River House. Also had some smooth pop from Cindy B, song called Like It, and that new song from Coach Party. In the background, you can hear a little bit of Sam Fender, and I've been spinning him as my instrumental a little bit this week because I'm going to see him on Friday, and I'm so excited for this. He's I feel like he's always been big, but it seems like he's blown up even more ever since people watching his third album came out. And, you know, he's playing arenas this time. So he'll be at Place Belle, the one in Laval, the huge one. And he'll be at the Coca-Cola Coliseum in Toronto. Both of those are coming up next weekend. And I get the feeling I'll probably run into some of you over there because there's a lot of Sam Fender fans around town. But also the day after that, I'm going to stick around and see the Wilderness Kingston band. They are kind of, they're wrapping down. They've been a band for about 10 years now and they're calling it quits. And, you know, they've been one of Kingston's most beloved bands. So their final Kingston shows, of course, they're ending their final farewell tour at home. They're playing shows on the 16th and 17th of October, and the 17th show is completely sold out. But they did add that second date just the day before, and I might go to that too. I don't know. But seeing them right after Sam Fender does seem fitting, because they love him, and you know, I feel like they have a similar vibe in terms of that whole narrational storytelling thing, both very influenced by Bruce Springsteen. So what I'm trying to say here is go out and see The Wilderness while you still can. Incredible band. Although I'm going to move to playing something quite different from everything we've had on the show so far. I'm going to play us some music next from Vlore, Glasgow punk ravers. They've released their debut album, Escalate. This has been anticipated for quite some time. They released their first singles back in 2021. That's when we heard of them first. And they were so impressive, so unmissably Glasgow, with their vocalist Hamish Hutchison's Glaswegian accent, thick accent, shouting out these, you know, manifestos for life over harsh dance punk noise synths. And they're a very well regarded live band as well, and people that have seen them live say that they've managed to capture that energy quite well on the new album. The album, they say, is for Glasgow. It's their love letter to the city that's meant everything to them, they say. And I think alongside artists like Barry Can't Swim from Edinburgh, it's kind of putting Scottish rave music on the map and breaking down all its rules at the same time. And in some ways, it's following in the footsteps of fellow Glaswegians like Primal Scream. In fact, their singer, Bobby Gillespie, is on the last song on the album, A Clear Tide. And that song just feels like, you know, the end of the night coming down, the end of the album and all of that. But even with the euphoria of the dance floor and all that, there's still this dose of realism on the album, which isn't super common, I feel, in dance music. And we're going to hear it on the song we're listening to. It's called Better Days. It's quite a personal song about, you know, Glasgow, about their friends. It's hopeful, but it's grounded. And you can find them at VLURE, vlore.bandcamp.com, or you can find them on their website, Vlore Official. Then we're going to have some music from JD Cliff, new single from the alternative artist. It's a lush indie track with lots of layered, cool synths and guitars. It's a perfect end of the summer track. We're going to listen to that. Find him at jdcliffe.bandcamp.com. Last for this set, let's have some new music from Sprints. Now, they've released their second album just this Friday. It's called All That Is Over. They are one of my favorite bands because last year they released their debut, Letters to Self, and it's one of my albums of 2024, I'm telling you that. And they're back with this new album. They're back with their expansive sound, their vocalist Cara Chubb's very distinct vocals. But the album is in some places musically heavier than the debut. It's more raw, more punky, feels a lot more noisy. But in some places it's also more melodic, and sometimes that's happening at the same time. I'm going to play the song Come Alive, which is, I feel, a highlight from the album. You can find them on their Bandcamp page, where at the moment they've got this exclusive version of the album because they're aiming for the charts next week, and obviously sales count more than just streams. So you can find them at sprintsmusic.bandcamp.com. And I always say support artists independently if you can, because that goes a much longer way than streaming can ever do. They're also coming to Canada for the first time next year, so they'll be playing at the Longboat Hall in Toronto on the 1st of February. So we'll see that next year. I know I'm going to be there. Let's start off with listening to Better Days by Vlore.
I see the ghosts of me and my friends run through these city streets. I see friends I have lost running down closed doors to gaps that have been printed in time. Ones that somewhere out there still reverberating rage. I see their faces and limbs ricocheting echo over the stairs, smoking areas and the unwashed floors that brought me of age. I see the friends with which I want to dance, hug or kiss again.
I just feel alive with you, baby, yeah. I just feel alive. I just feel alive with you, baby, yeah. I just feel alive. Don't make me pay. Don't make me go. Don't make me pay. Say it ain't so.
Hard to be yourself in a world where conform is everything. Thought I was a genius till I did, but don't know anything. My niggas still with the shits, no sedatives. I'm over bad bitches, I wanna win more of elegance. Tried raw dog life, but heaven knows I need my medicine. I'ma do better next time. Streams doing numbers like NI.
These beats get fucked like hentai.
Hoping I don't crash like left eye. I'm looking in the mirror like, can I? My fitness joint eat me like acai. I just do me, I don't plan right.
I just feel alive, baby, yeah. I just feel alive. I just feel alive with you, baby, yeah. I just feel alive. Don't make me pay. Don't make me go. Don't make me pay, girl. Say it ain't so. I want you to myself. Don't let this life pass us by. And the stars and the
Hello, we're Maruja, and you're listening to CFRC Radio. All the love to you today, wherever you are.
Live by Sprints. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to The Yellow Brick Road. We had new music from Vlore, their song Better Days, I Just Feel Alive by JD Cliff, and the new Sprints album that also just came out. We listened to the song Come Alive. You can hear a little bit of Maruja in the background, and I think you would know why. I've got to tell you all about the shows that I went to this week. So I managed to see Dry Cleaning, I saw Maruja, and I saw Jasmine Forte. So let's tell you all about those shows. Now, I get the Dry Cleaning hype now. Their strength, I feel, is just in the way they create something unique out of seemingly, you know, very different members who all look like and sound like they should be in different bands. But their show, it's quite cohesive when they do it together. It feels grungier, live. You know, various members come from different underground scenes. I think their guitarist was in a metal band, and it all just worked out in this happy middle ground of kind of spoken word post-punk. And they played us classic cuts from the first two albums. And they also played some new sounds that sound very And they also played us some new songs that sound pretty interesting, you know. They are obviously angular, quite funky guitar work, but there's also a bit of acid house on there, and it'll be interesting to see how that changes over their next album. They've been hinting it's in the works, and they'll be back in Canada soon next year. You can find them at drycleaning.bandcamp.com. Jasmine Forte is our guest on the show this week, and I caught up with her at the Baby G in Toronto just before her show, and we also had the lovely chat that you're going to be hearing soon. But also, this was her first North American headline show, so let me tell you all about it. She's really got the range. You know, she goes all the way from folky, indie, songwritery stuff, quite boy genius, stuff that fans of boy genius would enjoy, to these really energetic, grungy, punk tunes almost, where everyone's falling over each other and yelling on stage and riffing and all that. And there's a lot of energy. But most importantly, you know, you get this feeling of a welcoming, inclusive space where you just feel like the joy in everyone's voices when you hear them scream back the words to songs like Woman. You know, there's obviously a lot of trans joy in that room as well, a lot of solidarity. You hear songs like You Are the Morning and Elephant. And there's also the song Guy Fawkes' Test Code Association, which is one of the highlights of the album. People went crazy for it. And on the record, it's a duet with Phoebe Bridgers. But when she does it live, it's just all her and her band. They were actually short of one member, and you know, Jasmine is an incredible guitarist, and you couldn't tell the difference at all because she just covers it up so well. And you can find her at jasmine4t.bandcamp.com. Now, Maruja, who I saw on Saturday after that, they are honestly a spiritual experience. Now, they're a jazz punk kind of band. It's very noisy. There's a lot of influences from dance music as well. But, you know, they come out on stage, and it's like this sort of collective punk prayer in some ways. You know, it's just four people. It sounds like so much more. It's mostly sax, bass, drums, and vocals, and then their singer often picks up the guitar as well. It's a very physical sound. It's a huge sound. There's this sort of collective catharsis, you know. It makes you want to be in that pit, and the band's there half the time themselves. You had the crowd singing along the words to songs from, you know, the album just came out last week on Friday, so they've had it for a week, but people have really been connecting with the music. It's all about the power of solidarity and stuff like that. They say, you know, we might sound aggressive, but our message is one of peace, and it's very uplifting, and the solidarity in the room can really be felt. And I would just say, if you have the chance to go see them, go see them, because they are absolutely one of the most incredible live bands you're going to be seeing right now. What you can hear right now is from an EP that they put out a little while ago called Tirna Nog. But, you know, you can find them at Maruja, M-A-R-U-J-A, official.co.uk. Do check out their band tees, actually. They were really nice looking. But that's basically it. I have to say that these are some incredible shows. We're going to go into the interview really shortly. I'm going to first just play us some music from the opening band at Maruja's show, a band called Kingdom of Birds, Toronto local band. They just put out a new song called Kenny. So we'll listen to that, and then we'll be right back with the interview. We'll be right back. So I'm joined here outside the Baby G, just by the road, just chilling with our Jaritas here.
Yeah.
I'm joined by Jasmine Forti today. Hello.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How's it going?
It's
been a little while since you've been in Canada.
Yeah. We played here for the first time earlier this year. Opening for Lucy Dacus at Massey Hall, which was crazy. It was such a beautiful show, though. I feel like it was one of my favorites of that tour. Everyone was just so friendly. You really felt the positive energy from everyone as soon as you walked into that room. It was so nice. So I've been really looking forward to this for a long time. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be fun.
A bit of a change of venue though. Massey Hall is a kind of pristine Polish kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then you've got this one right here.
Yeah, it's filthy. It's a really cool place actually. It sounds really good in there. It kind of reminds me of a lot of the local venues back home in Manchester, mm-hmm. but a little bit less shit. I'm looking forward to tonight. It should be a good one.
Mm-hmm. And you've released your debut album earlier this year, and I just love how much there's going on in there. When you listen to different parts of the album, part of it is really indie, there are parts of it that are kind of folk and alternative, but I'm also hearing a lot of Elliott Smith in there, some Velvet Underground in there, some grungy sounds in there. And you've talked about how much Julian Baker's guitar playing influenced you and how much Lucy Dacus' music means to you, your friend, your good friend.
Yeah.
So let's start there really with the different sounds on the album. How does all that make one single album?
I think I've kind of always been into grunge and folk and making those kinds of music in different bands and different kinds of projects. When I was a teenager, I recorded a whole bunch of violins through fuzz pedals for a weird kind of grunge folk project. I used to make little CDs that I would try to sell at local cafes. I once got paid in terrible vegan cupcakes. I think it's just been it's kind of just always been what I've been interested in making. I love Elliott Smith, as you mentioned, and lesbian music, I guess. What else do you call it? I love rock. I grew up listening to a lot of Jimi Hendrix. I think that learning Jimi Hendrix songs on guitar really kind of led me to the kind of guitar playing that I do today. It's kind of a dream come true to now be working with some of my heroes and to be friends with them. I'm hoping to hang out with some of them in LA. Lucy and Julian and TV. We just got on really well. I remember just me and Lucy just really clicked the first time I opened for her back in Bristol in 2016. It was a really fun show. It was kind of a similar vibe to this. It was kind of crazy because I think there was only 20 people who came to that show.
That's crazy to think.
It was for Lucy's first album tour in Europe. But we went and got pizza before the show and hung out and just got on really well and kept in touch. And then she was do you want to come along on my next album tour? And I was sure. And then didn't actually think she would follow up on that, but she did. And we've been touring together regularly since. We're good friends. I think we kind of depend on each other's ear. And also I'm really inspired by her music. She sent me an early version of her song Best Guess. I remember being this feels really classic, and she was I really wanted to write a song that was kind of just a song, in the sense that it demonstrates that you have learned all of the rules of songwriting, kind of thing. And I was that's a really interesting way to go about it. I really want to try that. So I tried to write my own song, which was kind of just a song, which ended up being on the deluxe edition of my album that just came out recently. It's called Please Can We Hold Each Other Yesterday. And that was very much inspired by Best Guess, and it's like a similar theme as well. So yeah, I draw very heavily on Lucy's music.
I can see that. And like, she's also such an inspiration on you, and you kind of get to bounce ideas off of her. But also, I love the story of how you got signed for the first time, because didn't she like call you and say, if you take this on, your life is going to change?
Yeah. And now look at me. It's kind of crazy. I was very early in my transition. It was like in the first like kind of stable accommodation that I'd found after being homeless for a while. And but it was like a very moldy room. It was so depressing. And I was like, yeah, I'm ready for my life to change, actually. Thank you. And yeah, now I've quit my day job, and I'm just traveling the world, playing shows in really cool places to really cool people. And I'm really looking forward to Housewife, who are opening tonight. I've been listening to them online, and yeah, really looking forward to that live show.
Yeah,
really,
they're also a band that you could call classic songwriting. They're also a band that you can call classic songwriting.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
They're so good.
Yeah, really beautiful songwriting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, really looking forward to them. And yeah, the sound checking now, and it sounds really good. So, yeah.
Yeah, I saw them open for Fucked Up a few years ago.
Oh, really? Oh, my God.
And it's crazy how they managed to make that transition, like, because their songs are so beautiful and kind of indie and twinkly, and then they're able to totally hold down Fucked Up's audience.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, I love Fucked Up.
But also, you were saying, so the album that just came out, You Are the Morning, it kind of came on the back of an eventful time in your life. Like, you moved from Bristol to Manchester, you transitioned, you kind of became a full-time musician, and you released this album. So there's a lot going on there, like emotionally and just in terms of things happening. But I feel like the biggest thing that comes through in your album is this sense of love and community.
Yeah, the people who I met in Manchester really like held me and carried me through what was a really terrible time, obviously. And yeah, like my best friends, Yulia and Han, that's like who a lot of the album is about. And they like, yeah, they put me up on their sofas and their floors, and they helped me find like somewhere to stay, and like taught me how to do makeup and how to be a woman out in the world. And then through them, I met more of the queer community in Manchester, and trans people for the first time, and I fell in love with a trans person, and that first T for T relationship is like also what a lot of the album is about. And yeah, it was a really turbulent time, but yeah, I think